we are pivoting to Brad Young, KMOX legal analyst and partner at Harris Dowell Fisher and Young, as we talk about County Executive Sam Page being investigated by the Attorney General for the misuse of campaign funds, potentially, and having his phone seized by the Missouri State Troopers on Monday. This is a whole ordeal that's apparently happening. So Brad Young, legal analyst for KMOX with us now. How's it going, Brad?
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Brad, we've got lots of questions for you. The first one being, I described the scene on Monday when the Missouri State Highway Patrol arrived at Sam Page's office, to the surprise of everyone, and confiscated his phone. Lots of questions there, but the first being, I didn't know the State Patrol did that. The Highway Patrol did that type of thing, confiscating phones.
Well, State Patrol is certainly empowered to do any investigatory work, which would necessarily include the seizure of evidence. I mean, that's obtaining evidence and seizing evidence is police work 101, and the Missouri State Highway Patrol does that as an arm, an extension of the state government, just as the city police would do that in conjunction with executing a warrant by the city of St. Louis.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense, operating for the state. What about the evidence needed? How much evidence, how high is the bar to confiscate a phone and an elected official?
That bar is rather high, because the problem, in other words, the argument against issuing a warrant to confiscate a phone would be that there is tons of information on a phone that would be unrelated to the subject matter at hand. So there would have to be some controls placed on a warrant by the judge to say that although the phone can be confiscated and searched, then at that point, only information related to the basis for the warrant could be made publicly available. And it also raises another issue here too, and that is this. If Sam Page, this is something I've talked about for years, mm-hmm. and that is, what authority does the government have to search your phone? Now, searching your phone ostensibly is no different than searching your car or searching your house, but with one enormous difference. If you have a password protection on your phone, then at that point, the government cannot require you to put in a password, because that would be compelled speech under the First Amendment. All right. So either one of two things has to happen here. Either number one, Sam Page would have no password protection on his phone. I don't think that's the case. Or number two, he voluntarily agreed to provide that password, because look at what would happen if he didn't. All right. Let's look at the PR ramifications. If there's a warrant to search his phone and Sam Page says, well, I'll give you my phone, but you cannot compel me to give you my password, what does that look like from a public relations standpoint? It looks awful, right? Yeah. So, well, although I don't know, I'm spitballing here, but I suspect that in conjunction with the warrant to get the phone, Sam Page voluntarily agreed to provide his password for the phone in order to avoid any appearance of impropriety.
So this is related. It's not about Sam Page, but related. I don't know if this is a real world scenario, or if I've just heard of this happening, or people have said this is happening, or I've seen it on TV. I don't know. But if you're not supposed to text and drive, right? And
correct.
I've heard stories of people being pulled over and a cop wants to see the phone and wants you to put your password in to see if you were texting like 2 minutes ago, right? Mm-hmm. Is that, first of all, I don't know if that happens for real. If it does, and you are in your car and they ask you to open your phone so they can see it, are you obligated to do that if you have a password?
Great question, Chris. And it probably, maybe, perhaps a little self-serving for yourself.
No, but I do not. No, no, I
okay,
do not.
Okay, I'm not going to dive into that one.
No, never. I'm
but
very
here's,
safe.
Here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. The police can ask you anything they want. It's legal. I always get that question. Is it legal for the police to ask to see your phone? Absolutely. It's legal for the cops to pull you over and say, hey, I'd like to see that dead body in your trunk. Okay, there's nothing illegal about asking. The only question is, are you legally required to comply? And the answer to that with the phone is absolutely no. And so here's what, there's been several instances, even here in the St. Louis area, where there was a police officer accused of taking nude photographs off of a female's phone during a traffic stop.
Was it Ferguson, and then, wasn't it?
Correct, it was. All right, and the problem with this is the following. Most of us, including me, I have my insurance card on my phone on an app. So when the police officer pulls you over and says, I want to see your phone, I want to see your proof of insurance, most people just give them the phone. Mm-hmm. That is a terrible idea.
Right.
Because once they have your phone and it's unlocked, everything is fair game. Just like if you said to the police officer, they say, I want to search your trunk. Sure. Then they can search every square inch of your trunk because you've given permission, right? So the idea then is if the police officer wants to see your insurance card and it's on your phone, you do a screenshot of it and you ask the police officer, what's your cell number? And I will text this to you. That way you're complying with the requirement to produce proof of insurance, but you're not giving up your phone. Back to your question, Chris, if someone is pulled over for texting and driving and the cop says, I want to see your phone, there's a simple answer to that. You know, I really don't want to give up my phone, and I'm choosing not to do so. And the police then would have to go out and get a warrant to search your phone. But then we're back to the same issue that I said before. The warrant can empower the police to access your phone, but if you have a password protection on the phone, the warrant cannot compel you to put in your password because that is compelled speech that's prohibited by the First Amendment.
Okay, so Brad, back to then Sam Page's phone. A phone is not necessarily connected to using taxpayer funds for an informational pamphlet being sent out before the election. So what kind of evidence would there need to be, and where could it possibly come from where the state patrol said the phone is what we need?
Okay. And of course, I want to make sure that I'm very clear here is that I'm estimating and I'm guesstimating. We don't have any hard information of any kind on this. So I want to give that as a disclaimer. But here's what I suspect. I suspect that there's some evidence or an indication that Sam Page was texting individuals to direct how the flyer was worded, to direct how the flyer was to be put together and distributed, and to instruct individuals as to the editing and the content of the flyer that is literally the basis for this entire investigation. And so if his phone was used to do that, then there could be text messages on his phone that would provide that evidence as to whether he controlled or directed the content of the flyer in question.
So I have a general question about having your phone confiscated by authorities for whatever reason. What does a person do in the meantime if they've given up their phone to the FBI or to the Missouri State Patrol or whoever, but they need a phone in the meantime? They might need stuff that's on that phone. And when they ask for the phone, you're not allowed to... give me a second. Give me 10 minutes and I'll give you the phone. You're not allowed to do that, right? You can't just go through because they think you might delete evidence. Isn't that the case? So what do you do then? What does a person do if they have to give up their cell phone?
Well, in this instance, let's walk through how this would work. Since it's my belief that Sam Page would have to voluntarily agree to put in his password, there may have been some negotiations about that. Or in other words, I'm here for your cell phone. If you're going to voluntarily put in your password, I'll do that in exchange for giving me 5 or 10 minutes under the supervision of the state police to get some important information that I need off my phone before I hand it over to you. I suspect that's what happened. Again, I wasn't in the room, so I don't know, but that's what I would expect to have occurred so that Mr. Page could get off any specific information that he needed off his phone before he handed it over.
Do you make anything like in your legal career, legal advice, make anything of the fact that it took 2 full days for Sam Page to make any statement or address what happened from the time the Highway Patrol came to his office on Monday morning to his statement last night at the county council meeting?
Yeah, I suspect that, you know, that's not something you want to go out and say, hey, guess what happened to me today? You know, nobody wants to do that. But what I suspect happens, and we see this very often, is that from a PR perspective, you've got two options. Number one, get ahead of the story, or number two, try to minimize the fallout of the story from a PR perspective. So we know option A didn't happen. He didn't get out ahead of the story. That would have necessitated him doing something on Monday. He didn't do that. So since he did option B, I can only suspect that he was told that some person with knowledge of the information was going to go public. Maybe it was the attorney general. Maybe it was someone in his office. Maybe it was the state troopers who confiscated the phone. Someone, again, I'm guesstimating here, someone was going to go public with it. So he waited as long as he could until he could make the announcement himself.
And just as a quick follow-up, Ranj, it was in Florissant
officer. Yeah, Brian messaging in on YouTube says it was Florissant where the there were two police officers, I believe, that were stealing nude photos from women they had pulled over. So not good.
Not great. Well, Brad, thank you very much for the information on this, because it feels like if the attorney general is taking this action, watching this from a distance, I think, well, he's got to have something, because this is the attorney general of Missouri versus Sam Page, St. Louis County executive, highest ranking Democrat in the state. Things are not going to go well for one of them, depending on how this plays out, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And listen, here's the other reason why the cell phone, and I gave it some detail about it, but specifically, if all the attorney general had was the flyer itself, and you could make legal conclusions based on the flyer itself, was it political advocacy, which is prohibited under section, I think it's 115 of the Missouri statutes, of using political or public funds for advocacy purposes, all you need is the flyer, right? Mm. But if all you had was the flyer, then Sam Page could take the position, I didn't do anything, it was done without my knowledge, I didn't have any direct control over the wording of the flyer, and he could start to distance himself. So we can speculate here, and again, it's speculation, that the reason the phone is important is to tie Sam Page to the exact wording and editing of the flyer, which would then in turn prevent him from distancing himself from any ramifications of a finding that the flyer itself was political advocacy.
KMOX legal analyst and partner at Harris Dowell Fisher & Young, it is Brad Young with us. We appreciate all the expertise that you bring to us. Thank you so much, Brad.
Always a pleasure, Chris.